matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Anise, welcome to the show today.
Hey, yeah. So when you guys talk to Jacob?
Well, do I ever, like, about calling?
Yeah.
Don't worry. So how do you think that's going to go for you today?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm so nervous. I'm like, well, we had a few really good dates. And I mean, like, really good dates. And now, like, just now I don't know what's going on.
Right.
I know he likes me. You know, he has to after, I don't know. It just, he's been really weird. And he doesn't really text me anymore. He doesn't want to talk on the phone. And he flat out refused to come over to the house to watch Guardians of the Galaxy with me.
Oh. Well, what do you mean refused?
I mean, he said he didn't want to. Oh. Something about him being tired or, I don't know. But, like, who's too tired to watch a movie with a girl you like? And I don't know. I'm asking you to come over to my house, you know?
Right.
Like, it's weird, right?
Right. Okay, well, how well did you know him going into this?
Well, I met him at this skip day thing my work throws. We all go out and we basically do a pub crawl a few times a year instead of working.
Oh.
It's kind of fun.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. It turns out he knew one of my coworkers, so we got to talking and, yeah.
And you said you had some really good dates.
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, really. He's just really fun, I guess. We went to a few different places I've never been. I mean, usually we'd end up back at my place.
Right.
I mean, it's a new guy. Come on, what do you want? This is pretty much just how it goes, right?
I guess.
You know?
But now you're doing second date updates, and, like, something happened.
Right.
So when do you think things started getting weird?
I don't know. I mean, I'd say things were pretty normal until recently, and then he just started cooling off.
What? Do you think he, like, lost interest or something? Yeah. Like, is that what you're so worried about?
Yeah, a little. I mean, I've done my research here, and despite my efforts to get, like, to the bottom of it, I don't know. I haven't had much luck.
Well, what did you do, like, research-wise?
Well, remember, I said he knew one of my coworkers, right?
Right.
So, turned out they've been friends for a while. So I was like, hey, maybe you can ask him about me or whatever, figure out what he's been up to and all that.
Yeah.
Then my coworker got around to it. He was just like, Jacob said, things are okay.
Did he say it like with, is that
like
how
that
he
flat?
Said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things are
I
okay.
don't know, but that was all he got. Like, I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, okay, is that good? Or is it more of a, I'm not into her? Or did he mean, okay, I need to call her later? Or I don't know. It's just, it's really unhelpful.
Not if you said it the way you said it.
Well, hey, let's see if we can't decode all of that for you, okay?
Yeah. All right. Let's line up Jacob. Let's get him on the phone, talk to him. That's coming up next. Frito and Katie right around 720.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So, Anise is worried that Jacob has lost interest.
Yeah,
is that the vibe?
I think that's...
That you got?
Yeah, kind of that
so
type of thing.
So now she's like even going as far as to nitpick things that he said in passing to a friend that she works with.
Yeah, she needs help.
She
needs
does.
An assist.
She does. So hopefully we can get to the bottom of this and figure out what's going on. Let's get Jacob on the phone. Jacob, hey, is this Jacob?
Yeah, what's going on?
Jacob, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Hello. Wanted to inform you that you've actually been entered into this giveaway that we do on our show. It's a date night package, and you would get to piece the thing together, right? So it's wherever you want to go, and it can cover whatever you want to do. We pay for all of that.
Okay. Is this like a group one thing? I mean... Do I have to do anything? Give you my credit card or something?
No, good Lord.
Well,
okay.
I mean, there is a requirement, but it's easy. It's not requiring any payment. You can't have the date unless you go out with the person who entered you for it. So that's why we call and kind of talk you through it. Her name is Anise. Do you remember? Have y'all been out before?
Oh, yeah. I know Anise.
Okay.
So would this kind of thing work for you or what?
Maybe it's just I don't know. I let me ask you something. You tell me what you think about it.
Okay, what's up?
All right. So I'm pretty close with this guy she works with.
Okay.
And I was going to ask him, but I really didn't want to bring it up. So all right, let's say you're dating a girl and you walk into her house and there are pictures of her just everywhere.
I'm going to need more information.
I mean, like photos of her everywhere?
Alone? Like just her?
Group shots, what?
No. She's alone and not pictures. I mean, paintings, like artistic paintings.
Wait, you're saying she has... Okay, so we're talking like oil on canvas?
So like portraits.
Of her?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Okay.
All right.
And I know how it sounds.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen at least three of them.
There's three different portraits?
Yeah.
Or more.
Or
paintings. But having a three, that's not weird. They're all painted by her ex. Yeah, when he used to live with her, he painted all these, and they broke up like 6 months ago.
Wow. That is a lot to process.
Can I jump in here for a sec?
Please.
Yeah, sure.
Hi.
Sure.
Hi, Jacob.
What is this?
Also, yes, Aziz, on the phone.
Sorry.
it's a whole thing. So, Anise, please explain this. What is this all about?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to respond to. Okay. My ex was an artist. He's kind of a known thing out here, actually.
Is he?
But I don't want to say his name or anything.
Okay.
He's done some really amazing stuff. I really like the art. And no, before any of you ask, not because they're pictures of me. I mean, this might be valuable someday. And I'm just not going to trash them or anything like that.
Dude, two of them are nude.
They're nudes?
Okay. Yeah, maybe lie about where they come from. You know, I mean, how am I supposed to feel about that? Two nude pictures that your ex painted.
I mean, maybe you should just be grateful that you're with such a hot person. I don't know. I didn't ask you to comment on them or anything. I don't really care.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, but a really hot person that some dude stared at naked for hours or God knows how long. Have you thought about taking them down? Like, why are you still hanging them?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to take them down. I mean, they're mine. I don't know. You don't have to like them.
True.
And I don't know. I mean, other men have seen me naked, too. Like, whatever. Is that going to be a problem?
No, it's not. Unless there's constant reminders around your apartment of them, too.
Okay. Anise, be honest. Like, you're not keeping these paintings because you still have, like, feelings for your ex, right?
No. He was a narcissist. Okay.
All right. So this is just about the pictures of you.
Nude.
Yes.
On your walls.
Yes.
Yeah, but I feel like you're making it dirty. They aren't like that. They're artistic.
Okay.
But listen, I really don't care what they are. It's like having your ex in the room all the time. I really don't think I can get used to that. It's just a constant reminder.
Yeah, but that's
reminder.
Kind of a you thing, you know? I don't know.
That's why I'm bringing it
more
up.
More about
I'm
you.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm sensitive or is it something that would bother other dudes. I don't know. Would it bother you guys?
Like, as in, if the person I was with had a bunch of nude paintings of them prominently displayed across their home.
It's not a bunch. It's not like a few.
And they were painted by their ex. And so obviously that's going to remind me of their ex's existence. How would that make me feel? That's what you're asking.
Yes, exactly. Every day, all day. That's messed up, right?
Okay, look.
I'm not tripping here.
Well, let's put it to the test.
Okay,
I mean,
so Anise, let's say you find out this whole thing is ridiculous, as so deemed by a bunch of strangers.
Yes.
Would you at that point consider taking the paintings down?
I want to be clear. We're not talking about just throwing them away.
You don't have to burn them.
No. But yeah, maybe you don't hang them over the mantle or something, right?
Yeah, I know. I consider it. Yeah, but I still don't think it's weird. I don't know. It's actually really cool. Like, I was sort of his muse, you know? Like, who gets to say that?
Oh, boy. She's just making it worse and worse and worse.
Well, we don't know if she's making it worse. We really don't know. Hang on the line, guys.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can find out, okay? Just give us a few minutes.
Mm,